I'm going to give an overview of the new Microsoft Edge that came out in the middle of January. Edge came out when Windows 10 first appeared in 2015. The intentions or the hopes of Microsoft was that Edge would be well received, it would be a big hit, and then they would be able to quickly phase out Internet Explorer. And that didn't happen. Edge was not well received. And for the five years of its existence, what's now called the legacy version, it never got more than 1 or 2% of market share. So, Chrome continued, as it still does, to dominate. About a couple of years ago, Microsoft started to design a new Edge that was purposely going to look like Chrome. It used the Chromium development platform, and Edge does look very much like Chrome. And as I said, it was released in the middle of January. I think pretty well received. I like it anyways. And so I'm going to give a little bit of a demo of it here and show you also a feature of it that I like very much, especially. So I'm going to do screen share now myself. So I'm going to go into Edge, and we'll take a little tour of the menus, how we access the menu for Edge. And I'll tell you as we go through it how it differs from Chrome. But if you've used Chrome, it'll take you about 5 or 10 minutes to learn what you need to learn about Edge to be able to use that. So I'll get into Edge first.
Win E, meeting controls. Windows M, desktop E, Edge, 7-4, enter. New tab, dash, Microsoft Edge, app bar, toolbar, address and search bar, Edge.
Okay, so I'm in. Now, when you change browsers, none of your keystrokes for JAWS or NVDA or anything like that change. H for headings, E for edit box, B for buttons, and all of that. None of that is different. The one thing that's different is the menu structure. So to get into the Edge menus, you hit Alt and F, and you need to hit Alt F together. So I'll do that now.
Alt F, menu, settings and more, menu, new tab, 1 of 19. To move through items, press up or down arrow, Control plus T.
And that should have said
close Microsoft Edge, 19, new tab, 1 of 19,
okay,
Control
okay.
plus T.
I'm in. It should have said context menu. When you're in, you just down arrow or up arrow through. It's not like classic drop-down menus or ribbons where you right arrow and then go down through the commands. You just sort of down arrow through. So first thing I landed on was new tab, and I'll down arrow through so we can hear what we've got.
New window, 2 of 19, Control plus N. New in private window, 3 of 19, Control plus Shift plus N.
New in private window is the same as a new incognito window. Your history is not recorded.
Zoom out left parent, Control plus minus key right parent, 4 of 19. Zoom in left parent, Control plus key right parent, 5 of 19.
So these are
Z.
Some low vision things for zooming in and out.
Full screen left parent, F11 right parent, 6 of 19. Favorite submenu, 7 of 19, F.
Let me stop here and talk a little bit about favorites. Now, even though these are called favorites, these are not the same as the Internet Explorer favorites. These are favorites that are basically the same as bookmarks in Chrome and in Firefox. And if Jeff Bishop is on the line here, I'll take advantage of his presence to lobby a little bit. And I hope that someday Chrome sort of takes over the favorites that are in IE, because I think favorites in Internet Explorer are far superior to these bookmarks. I think bookmarks are very clunky, and the favorites folder is very easy and nice to use in IE. So, because Edge is Windows, I hope at some point they sort of abandon this bookmark type of structure and use the favorites in IE. So that's my editorial comment for the moment. Let me keep down arrowing.
History submenu, 8 of 19, 8. Downloads, 9 of 19, Control plus J. App submenu, 10 of 19, A. Extensions, 11 of 19, E.
One other minor difference is that as I down arrowed here, you heard it say extensions in Chrome. Extensions aren't located here, but they are in the what's called the More Tools submenu. So that's a minor difference.
Collections, 12 of 19, C. Print, 13 of 19, Control plus P. Find on page, 14 of 19, read aloud, 15 of 19, more tools submenu, 16 of 19,
There is the more tools submenu of Edge. I'll down here again.
Settings, 17 of 19, S.
And here's settings.
Help and feedback submenu, 18 of 19, close Microsoft Edge, 19 of 19, new tab, 1 of 19, Control plus T.
Okay, and so there I've wrapped around. I'll up arrow back to settings just so we can see how we navigate through those. But I could just escape out.
Escape.
Okay. I can hit Alt F.
Alt F, menu, settings and more menu, new tab, 1 of 19. To move through items, press up or down arrow, Control plus T.
And now I could just hit S if I want to quickly get into settings.
S, leaving menus, Edge colon slash slash settings dash personal dash Microsoft. Edge, settings dash Microsoft Edge, settings, page has no links, settings.
Now when you get in, you're often put right into a search box. I didn't hear that I'm in the search box, but I'll escape anyways.
Escape, search cleared.
Okay, and now I'll down arrow here.
Heading level 1 settings, search settings. Heading level 1 settings,
edit. There's the search box. I'll get out of that and I'll keep down arrowing.
Escape, virtual PC cursor, navigation region, settings categories.
Now here you hear it say settings categories. If I down arrow, which I won't, there's only one there. So I need to hit enter to expand this to get all the settings categories.
Enter, settings, settings document, navigation region, settings categories, preview, profiles, 1 of 13.
It says settings category tree view, but this isn't a tree view in any way. It's just sort of a list of things. So I'll down arrow through.
Level 0, privacy and services, 2 of 13.
And now if you hit enter on any of these, then that goes into focus, and then there are a series of headings underneath. So I'll just down arrow here what some of the others are.
Appearance, on startup, new tab page, site permissions, downloads, languages, printers, system, reset settings, phone and other devices, about Microsoft Edge.
Okay, and those are them. So let me up arrow to one of these.
Phone and other
like
devices.
For example, on startup.
Reset settings, system, printers, languages, downloads, site permission, new tab page, on startup.
I'll hit enter on that.
Enter on startup, 4 of 13.
Okay, and now that becomes the focus, and I can start hitting H for heading to get down to where we change the settings.
H.
Oops, I mean, again, seems to sort of stick you in a search box. I'll escape out.
Escape, virtual PC.
Now I'll hit H for heading.
On startup heading level 2.
And there's the on startup heading. And similar to other browsers, including Chrome, you have three radio buttons. You can either, I'll down arrow to one.
Group start on startup. Open a new tab radio button checked, 1 of 3.
Open a new tab radio button.
Continue where you left off radio button not checked, 2 of 3.
Radio button for sort of continuing what tabs you had left open during your last session, or
open a specific page or pages radio button not checked, 3 of 3.
Or open a specific page or pages. And I'm not going to go through and do any of those. But again, the idea in the settings is you get into settings with Alt F together and then S. You down arrow to settings category and hit enter. And then you down arrow to the category you want and you hit enter. And that's where your focus is. And you can move through, you know, using standard navigation keys, H for headings, C for combo boxes, A for radio buttons. And so on. That is a tab. So when you want to get out of this tab, you get out of it like you get out of any other tab with Control F4 or Control W. Now, I'd like to show you a very nice feature of Edge, which is called Immersive Reader. And what Immersive Reader does is it takes a very cluttered web page, you know, cluttered with lots of links and social media stuff and all of that, and it cleans it out really nicely so that only text is left. And this actually has been designed for sighted people so that they can get a voice, like a synthetic voice talking, but we can simply use the synthetic voices that we use ourselves. So I'm going to open a page. I have an email here, just a moment.
Meeting controls to post attendee dash inbox dash davidkingsbury77@gmail.com inbox. DavidKingsbury77@gmail.com FW colon help the blind virtually m dash what to know.
So I have a Kim Komando article on Be My Eyes, the Be My Eyes app. So I'll open
Enter.
This email.
FW colon.
I'll get down to the link to the article.
Send mail, let's send blank, send colon Saturday, April 8th. Kim's online finds extra time on your hands. Help give sight to the blind heading level 3 link.
So this article is about, hey, you've got all you sighted folks out there, you got a lot of time on your hands. Why don't you volunteer and help blind people with the Be My Eyes app? So I'm going to hit enter to get into
enter.
That article.
Untitled and one more page dash personal dash Microsoft Edge.
Okay. And
top of file, Be My Eyes app lets people volunteer to help escape.
Taking time
Be My
to
Eyes
load.
App lets people. Be My Eyes app lets people volunteer.
So this is a very cluttered page. I'm just going to start from the top. You'll get an idea of how cluttered it is.
Be My Eyes app lets people volunteer to help the blind. Page sections button collapsed. List of two items. Same page link skip the content. Same page link skip the search. List end. Close this menu button. Link commando.com navigation.
I'll hit control to shut that up. This keeps going a while. And you might say, well, of course, we can always jump to the first heading to jump over all of that. And I'll go to the first heading one.
Extra time on your hands. Help give sight to the blind heading level 1.
But even here, if I put it in sale, there's still a fair amount of clutter underneath the heading 1 before I actually get to the article. So we'll hear that clutter, and then we'll just hear the first line of the article.
Heading level 1, extra time on your hands. Help give sight to the blind by Commando staff. Commando.com bullet April 1st, 2020 list of free items. Link. Click to share on Twitter. Left paren opens a new window. Right paren. Link. Click to share on Facebook. Left paren opens a new window. Right paren. Link. Click to share on Pinterest. Left paren opens a new window. Right paren. List and technology is constantly changing how we interact with each other and spend our time. It's also what helps.
Okay, so that's where the article started. That was a lot of clutter before we got to where we needed to get to. Now, to activate Immersive Reader, this is sort of interesting. What I did up until this morning is I would hit Alt-D to get to the address bar. Then I would tab once, and Immersive Reader was there, and I'd hit Enter a space bar, and it would start reading. When I went in this morning, I noticed that they had added a quick key, which is F9. So I'm just going to hit, it worked this morning, I hope it works now. I'm just going to hit F9, and then we'll listen.
F9, the My Eyes app lets people volunteer to help the blind and one more page dash personal dash Microsoft Edge Immersive Reader dash Microsoft Edge Immersive Reader dash Microsoft Edge Immersive Reader page has no links Immersive Reader.
Okay, and of course it doesn't work the way it was supposed to work, which was to start reading it immediately.
Grammar tools button. Grammar tools button. Pin toolbar button. Main region heading level 1 extra time on your hands. Help give sight to the blind article copyright Sergey Kekimelin vertical bar. Link dreams time technology is constantly changing how we interact with each other and spend our time. It's also what helps us get through tough times, like staying indoors.
Okay, there it is. So, still much cleaner. Read just a little bit of stuff, and then boom, we're right in the article. It works very, very nicely. You simply, get into the article and then hit F9, and it should start reading. You do need to do it for every article. It's not like you set Immersive Reader once and then that's it forever. But you just do this F9. Now, let me go back to the top of the page here.
Escape. Extra time on your hands. Help give sight to the blind.
And let me down arrow.
Read aloud button.
So here's the read aloud button. This is actually for sighted folks. If I hit enter a space on this, it will read in a synthetic voice. It's not one of the voices I recognize, but I'll do it anyways.
Space, extra time on your hands. Help give sight
extra
to the blind.
Help give sight to the blind. Copyright Sergey Kekimelin, Dreams Time. Technology is constantly changing how we interact with each other and spend our time. It's also what helps us.
Space.
Okay, and I just paused that. By the way, that voice was pretty quick. It's starts out very slow because, it's basically reading it, sighted people speed, which is pretty slow. But I was able to go in and change that to a faster speed. I had to do it using NVDA. It didn't seem to be accessible using JAWS. But once I changed the speed, I only had to change it that once. It's just a very nice feature. Chrome and Firefox have extensions called Read Aloud. And I've used the one in Chrome. The one in Firefox, when I went to it, it said this extension is not recommended or something. And I didn't want to try to ruin my computer by adding it. The Chrome one is pretty good, but it doesn't have this F9. And it's a little bit, I find it a little bit less reliable. That's all. That's what I want to say for the moment on Edge. And maybe if there are any questions, I can take them now, and then I'll quickly show folks this AdBlock for YouTube extension that I use in Chrome.
Is there any easy way when you're at the top of a web page to get down to the content quickly? What suggestions do you have to do that?
On many web pages, if they're well designed, your heading level 1 is where your main content is. So you can hit 1 from the top of the page. For example, that Kim Commando, where the article actually started, although there was clutter underneath the heading, that was a level 1 heading. So you can hit H a number of times or just 1 to go to heading 1. In addition, if you use regions, and there too it may or may not be set up right, you can hit the letter Q, and that goes to the main region, which is where the content may start, but generally you want to use headings. Headings is the best way to go by far. And
one of the things I've noticed about Edge is that It seems to use Bing exclusively for searching. And I didn't see anything in options to be able to change the search provider. Is there such a thing? Do you know?
Yes, yes. You you can go into settings. I forget exactly where. But yeah, you have a combo box, and you do have the choices between Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, and one other, maybe Yahoo or something like that. I can't remember which.
Okay.
One. You know what we can do after after I'm done with my presentation, I can go find it. It is not in an obvious place, but it's in here. So I can find it and let you know just a little bit later after I'm done with my presentation. And again, the advantage, as you know, is that, you know, when you do a new tab, your search results will be in your default search engine.
Is Edge usable as it is, or do we have to make changes to it or add extensions for it?
It is fully usable. You do have to, you know, go search for it and download it and install it. When you install it, it will automatically replace the old Edge. But, you know, if you were to go in there right now and you hadn't replaced it, everything I've just told you, you'd be wondering, why did he say this crazy stuff and so on? And that's because the legacy version is still in there. So you do need to download it. But, you know, it's a basic, very simple download. And as I said, it will replace the old one. I know there's a new version of Windows 10 coming out, in theory, in May. And I would assume, although I don't know, that new version would automatically replace the old one with the new one.
Okay, so if you went up to the Microsoft website and searched for Edge,
if you just do a Google a search, you know, download Microsoft Edge, okay. You know, you'll find the search result right there, and it will be for downloading the new Edge, and it's, you know, it's a very basic, simple, easy download.
Which browser do you just kind of naturally go to, the default one, the one you really like, if you think about Google Chrome and Edge?
I've generally been using Chrome the most. I move between them, the different ones, quite a bit, but I'm gravitating more and more towards Edge. And you know, some of these little things are like the things that tip it. I like that immersive reader view. One sort of basic thing that I find curious about Edge that I hope they fix at some point is I like to use desktop shortcuts. I have not figured out how you create a desktop shortcut with Edge, which is sort of curious why they wouldn't have a way to do that. And obviously, but you know, there I go, and it's very easy to create a desktop shortcut with Chrome. So I'll switch over to Chrome. I'll make my shortcut there and then maybe change my browser back to Edge. But I'm going back and forth between Chrome and Edge now. Whereas, you know, before the new Edge, I never used it. With Edge, I haven't figured out how I make a desktop shortcut.
For Edge itself.
Yeah, by using it with Edge, which is not the end of the world. I just make it with Chrome. And, you know, when you make if you make a desktop shortcut, it doesn't matter which browser you do that with, because that shortcut will open in your default browser. So
David, if you know the website, or if you have it on your clipboard, if you go to your desktop, focus on your desktop, your Windows D or something like that, deselect everything with a control space, so nothing is selected. Then if you go down to your applications key, go down to new, one of your choices in that submenu is shortcut.
Yeah, that could be. I can do it in Chrome in about 3 steps.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
In Google Chrome, you also have something called distilled page view, which is built into the browser. And it doesn't normally show up in settings, but you have to go into the advanced settings under flags. Mm-hmm. And there's a flag that you can enable. And once you've enabled it, and I think the flag says something like distilled page view. Mm-hmm. And once you turn that on, you will be able to use distilled page view. And the way you get to it then is you go to the address bar, you tab once to the right, and you're on a button that says toggle distilled page view. And the distilled page view is actually even better than immersive reader because it strips everything. It strips everything until you get down to the first heading, the first main heading.
Oh, okay. I will try that. I didn't know about that. Am I hearing Jeanette?
Yes, you are. I have a question for you. Have you done any ordering from places like Amazon or Whole Foods or any grocery type place? And how did you find Edge using any of those sites?
I haven't done much of that, but I don't think Edge would be any better or worse than Chrome. I think it works pretty much the same. I mean, I haven't gone through here, you know, just using your basic JAWS keys like buttons and this and that, but it's pretty much all the same.
Well, the reason I asked the question was we found on some sites, sometimes the ordering is better with one browser versus another. And sometimes it's a site thing and sometimes it's a which screen reader are you using? So I was curious.
If something doesn't work with one browser, maybe you change the browser or you change your screen reader.
That I was able to use Edge to make that an Amazon food delivery. I can't remember what it was, Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh. And it worked perfectly except for choosing your credit card payment. That was a little tricky. It didn't let you know that it was hot when you highlighted the credit card. But other than that one thing, it worked very well.